Penguin Random House Audio presents White Plague by James Abel. Read for you by Ray Porter. Chapter 1. The pleas for help stopped coming just after 5 in the morning, Washington time. The Pentagon staffers cleared for handling sensitive messages, sat in horror for a moment, and then tried other ways to reach the victims. Nothing worked, so they called the director, who phoned me. I was awake anyway, as I often am at 1 a.m. Alaskan time, running a 15-miler in the coastal city of Anchorage, where I live. I have trouble sleeping. I don't like the dreams that come when I do. The director said,
"Joe, the submarine USS Montana is in the Arctic Ocean 500 miles north of Alaska, on the surface, on fire."
"What started it, sir?"
"Unclear. Everything happened fast in the last few hours. Something toxic hit them. Chemicals or gas, probably. They're sick, apparently. Their air circulation system went out and then the fire started. Or maybe the fire started first. They can't dive. They can't move. The Montana carries a crew of 154 men and women. Last report, 107 were still alive. 9 are critical. The medical officer burned to death."
"Radiation leak?"
"It's not radiation."
"Intentional?"
"Possible, Joe."
"What's the surface temperature?"
+2. At least the sun barely goes down in late August. Darkness drops it another 20 degrees.
I blew out air. "Where are the survivors, sir?"
"Anyone not fighting the fire evacuated. They're on the ice, in insulated..."